It's Friday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. We are 1 week from Good Friday, and so it's the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. The Roman station today is Santo Stefano Rotondo in Monte Celio. St. Stephen, the proto-deacon, is venerated here. When the relics of the proto-martyr, St. Stephen the deacon, were recovered in Jerusalem, they were brought to Rome in 415 and placed here at the interesting Santo Stefano Rotondo. It's an ancient round basilica consecrated in the 5th century. It used to have three ambulatories, but over the centuries it was reduced to two. It's built in the remains of a military barrack, and there is beneath it a shrine to the pagan god Mithras. St. Gregory the Great preached sermons in this church, and the throne he would have sat upon as he preached is preserved here. Over the century, the basilica was damaged through invasion and neglect. However, it has recently been restored, and it is a must-see when you go to Rome. There is here also a famous image of Our Lady of Sorrows, which is not by accident. We are 1 week from Good Friday, and that makes it the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Today, it is possible in the older form of the Roman Rite to celebrate Mass for the Feast of Our Lady, counterintuitively with white vestments and even a Gloria. Mary, as sorrowful mother, is depicted in art as being pierced through the heart with daggers or swords, as an echo to the prophecy made by Simeon. Devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows gained special attention after St. Bridget of Sweden learned from Mary that seven graces are granted to the souls who honor her daily by saying seven Hail Marys and meditating on her tears and sorrows. The seven sorrows are the prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, the loss of Jesus in the temple. Mary meets Jesus on the way to the cross. Jesus dies on the cross. Mary receives the dead body of her son, and Jesus is laid in the tomb. Today, let's turn to Father Parsh in his The Church's Year of Grace. Just 1 week before Good Friday, the Church commemorates with a special feast the unspeakable sorrow that our Blessed Mother suffered beneath the cross. It was then that Simeon's prophecy was fulfilled, "Your very soul a sword shall pierce." The feast is pervaded by overtones of tenderest mysticism on Christ's passion. At times, Mary is portrayed as a bride who lost her beloved. In other passages, she foreshadows the Christian soul that loves Christ and sympathizes deeply with him in his sufferings. The Mass has a famous sequence, the Stabat Mater, certainly one of the finest religious poems from the Middle Ages. On some counts, the formulary departs wholly from the traditional liturgical forms, for example, the introit without a psalm. The breviary hymns are taken from the sequence. To compare the somewhat austere ferial liturgy with the highly emotional festal Mass would be very instructive for anyone who desires to penetrate more deeply into the spirit of the Church's liturgy. The Passiontide Mass presents the suffering Christ in prophecy, the Psalms, in figure, Jeremias, and in history, the Gospel, the decision to put him to death. Jesus himself speaks, or the events are described objectively. Our emotions are not brought into play. Very different is the spirit characterizing the Feast of the Seven Sorrows. Here, sentiment and emotion is strong. We see Christ's agony through the heart of his mother. She is our guide. She teaches us how to suffer and sympathize with her son. Where the ancient liturgy stops, the newer form begins. The old gives theology and history. The new stimulates our hearts and feelings. Thus, the one complements the other.